Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. For me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is,
make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up. Now this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7 up. Yeah. T-funk. Uncut funk. Yeah, I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sun rooftop. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like you got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk the P-Funk.
Ho!
I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Him. I want the
bomb. I want the P-Funk.
P-Funk, y'all.
I want the funk make my funk the P-Funk.
Home of the extraterrestrial brothers. Getting deep. Once upon a time, call right now. Ain't it funky now? Make mine the peace.
Make my funk the peace.
I want to get funked up.
Get funked up.
I want the bomb.
I want the bomb.
Peace.
Don't want my funk best on.
Oh, make mine.
Make my funk the peace. Oh, I take it home.
Yeah.
talk about the old school.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight we are, Brother Eddie's going to be connecting the dots to the real magic. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
It's good to hear that I'm loud and clear. Because we want this to be clear for everyone to hear so that they can take it to the stratosphere, my dear. So, yes, old school. I love it. Old school. Yes.
Yeah.
If you like my music, you can use it. That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and hi, players.
How are you doing this evening since you didn't get the sleep that we talked about earlier?
Oh, I'm all right. No point in complaining.
Okay. Look, there you go. There you go. You're going to get your sleep. You know, eventually you're going to get that sleep. So, and sleep, family, is vital because that's a lot of people are getting sick from a lack of sleep. To get that mixture of serotonin and melanin during that sleep stage. But before we get started, I'd be remiss without first saying ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders, and love, honor, and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us. It is greatly appreciated. So, with that, Sister Antoinette, did you have time to do any current events?
Yes. I have a couple of them. But
okay.
One thing that I think I want to go to first is, now, since you and I had talked earlier today, there was another shooting, another mass shooting in Kansas.
Mm. Okay.
And then, of course, you know, we had the one over the weekend in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I pulled them up, and then there was one in Washington, D.C. That was today. So you had Kansas and Texas, Kansas City and D.C. that had mass shootings today.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what, now, all these mass shootings, so that's what, three or four in a week's time? Are these triggered?
Yeah. Well, we know it's a psyop for one thing, and it's, again, it keeps us off balance by talking about these things that, again, we only see on the surface and we don't see behind what's hidden in plain sight. It's just like today we'll be going over it a little bit, dealing with Valentine's Day. That, again, I know a lot of people, which I always go back so I can refresh the family's memory of the class we had last year when we touched on Valentine's Day, because I don't think it fell on a Wednesday last year. It should have fell on a Tuesday, but we did a Wednesday's class. And it's like we have magic even during the 7 days of the week. Out of the 7 days, we have 3 days that most people gravitate to. I know I got two of them right. One might not be what I'm thinking that people would look at those three out of the 7 days. But one of the days that I look at it, what we're doing today, is called Hump Day, a.k.a. Wednesday, the middle of the week. Most people love Hump Day because they know they only got two more days going downhill before they call it living for the weekend. So you got Wednesday, then you hit Friday and Saturday. It's no mistake that Wednesday is 32 to 5. Friday is 23 to 5. And Saturday is 32 to 5. These are basically the 3 days that people can't wait to see. You know, even Sunday, that day off, most people worry about going to work Monday. Oh, shit, Monday, tomorrow's Monday. I got it. So they looking for a Wednesday, the middle of the week, and then the weekend, which is Friday and Saturday. So that's letting us know how crucial the magic is by the number that we don't see, because all of these mass shootings are dealing with that. By the way, mass shooting, mass comes up to 14, which is that five. That's part of it. See, we don't see the number behind the things we read or say right in front of us. That's dealing with a lot of this nonsense that we are into constantly. And shoot comes to 23, even though it's called mass shooting, actually comes to that 27 shooting. So mass shooting is a five when you put it all together. So again, all of this, seeing these numbers that we're going to be dealing with our magic, because we have magic to create. And by understanding the numbers behind what's called the magic word and incantations, that's what we're dealing with. Magic word comes to 32, the five. Incantations come to 40, the four. Metaphysics is another name for it. Here's the trick to it right here. We didn't see it. That magic word of incantation is in today's happening with the Christians. This is also known as Ash Wednesday. ash is 13, that four. Like incantations is four. Wednesday is 32, as we just mentioned, just like magic word is 32. Why do you think people gravitate to these signs and symbols that they really don't know what they're doing, but it becomes tradition and people just go do it? I saw all type of, on the news, when I was watching the news this morning, people driving up to their church or their religious sanctuary and getting a cross on their forehead. Well, why is it a cross? Well, cross comes to 22, which is the four. Ash is 13, which is the four. We don't see the incantation, which is four, behind the ash and the cross that's being used to symbolize sign and symbols. See, we stuck on magic and we don't even know it. We're going through the motions and don't know why we're doing certain things. Because, again, a lot of it deals with tradition, family tradition, because nobody takes the time out to actually learn what it is we're following. Why? Especially these English words that we follow. So just opening the family up with that to see what these incantations of the magic word or words are all about. So with that being said for the first part, before we get into Valentine's Day, ooh-wee. And by the way, family, Valentine comes to 32. Wow, the five. Just don't stop with the casting of, spells have been cast on us and we don't know it when we repeat it. Valentine's Day, I don't believe in Valentine's Day. Yeah, you don't believe in celebrating, but the word, or preferably the number behind the word, has already pulled us in. Regardless if we celebrate their nonsense or not, not knowing that number, we're playing a part into something that we don't recognize by the number. So that's to get us started off. And with that, we'll go back to the five, mentioning the mass shootings. Again, come to find out that a lot of these individuals who are into or the culprits behind the mass shootings, I'm finding out slowly but surely, are part of the LGBTQ. And as I've been telling the family, this being the year of the eight, we're going to deal with a lot of mental health issues, a.k.a. mental illness. Health is 27, illness is 27. Again, they just keep changing the words. The number remains the same. So we going to keep dealing with the mental health. By the way, mental is 17, which is 8. So when you add 17 and 27 up, you come back to an 8. So, and 17 and 27 family is 44, if you didn't add it up real quick, which is the 8. So again, this is the year that we're going to see a lot of it. But remember, magic is 17, which is the 8. This is our year for magic. So we're just going to connect the dots, because a lot that I'm going to say, I'm quite sure a lot of the family members already know some of these techniques that you can use to help create your own magic and to heal yourself from within, because that's the primary key to all of it. We can do more than anybody else, any doctor, nurse, or anybody, to ourselves if we open up to the universe, if we open up to nature. It's right there. So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, you can go ahead with the current events dealing with the mass shootings. Again, the one in Texas at what's this guy's name?
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, Joel Osteen's one of his mega churches that they have. Again, this was an LGBTQ tranny, as they call them. See, so, and we know that before this big push under Obama, now AKA Sleepy Joe, that homosexuality and all of that was considered a mental illness back in the day. And they flipped the script and tried to make it a normalcy for everybody to adhere to. But now we're seeing with these mass shootings that they are mentally ill. Nobody wants to say that, but hey, it is what it is. And that's what it is. That's why it is, by the way, comes to 32, family. Or let me rephrase, it comes to 23, which is still the 5. So it is what it is. So, yes, we can't be afraid to speak the truth by them want to push this nonsense called political correctness. We are correct. As long as we're speaking truth, we are correct. They are out of order. See, so no, we're not going to follow anybody's nonsense but the Most High. God, whatever you choose to call him, by the same number, 4. Most High, God, both are 4. You know, so with that being said, Sister Antoinette, carry on with the current event.
Okay, now, a mother accidentally, okay, in parentheses, accidentally, not parentheses, air quotes, puts her baby in the oven, says, and kills her baby, and says she thought that she put the baby in the crib. But she put the baby
no,
in the oven.
No, no. Mental illness, if anything,
yes,
I'll give that much before you even go any farther. Ain't no mistake or accident. No, that's mental illness.
Of course not.
It ain't no way somebody's gonna think the oven is a crib. Please spare me.
Yeah.
No, that's her defense. So we let her claim her defense, but no. In our mind's eye, we know that there ain't no excuse for that. You know, somebody was tired of their baby and wanted to cook their baby. And
yeah,
it ain't too far from
baby.
Right.
A month
see,
old,
so,
you know,
no.
I said, the baby couldn't get up and crawl in there. You know, so there's no way that you can mistake that. You know.
Right.
And I've never
so
seen anybody make a crib out, you know. Even, I don't know, that just, oh, Lord, that just angered me so much. But thank you, Sister Paris, for sharing that story with us.
Yeah, that's, if the closest thing, people used to use their drawer as a bassinet to put the babies in a drawer. Now, I can see that, putting the baby in a drawer. Right, you know, so, but anything other than that. No, see, so that's mental illness, family. That's what we're talking about at the beginning. That's part of we're going to see more of that as the year goes on, because remember, we're still in winter. We haven't gotten out of winter yet. So during the cold months, people are normally inside. Just like any bacteria or anything, it's inward. It's frozen. It's asleep. It's dormant. But as it gets hotter, it starts to incubate. As we get to the spring and summer, and all of this incubation really takes forth, we gonna see and hear more craziness than we've heard, seen, since we not seen it all. We ain't seen nothing yet. Hate to say it, but we ain't seen nothing yet. See? 'Cause as the saying goes, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
But we don't concentrate on what's being worse. Our job is to keep that pure thought in front, because that pure thought will cure us from the ailments that we're going through, thing that you're going through. You just use that thought that will move you, or it will remove from your mind what does not need to be there. That's what we got to do. We need to remove a lot of the negativity, as we were talking today, and your people who came or was there to see you to do your treatments and everything. Again, people was late, wasn't on time. You know, they're on your time now. They're hour plus late. Well, we start to concentrate on those things, and those things start to be repetitive, and we go over. So that's all of us, family. This is part of the magic right now that we can do. When you have something playing on your mind, be it your children, your parents, your family members, a coworker, whatever, who pissed you off, you can change that. We, a lot of times, prefer to stay into that funk, that negative thought. And when we do that, we're losing our power. We're losing the power of our magic to control the situation, to control our own environment, because of that negative thought that permeates, and it keeps going in that circle, that do loop. Once you change that thought, you get rid of it, and you engage in positive thinking, positive thoughts, then the positive reactions, or as we say, what goes around comes around. When you put in a positive out there, you're going to get a positive response coming back towards you. But if we keep repeating the negative that we pissed off at, that bent us out of shape, that pushed our buttons, then that's where we stay. That's what we get in return, more negativity on top of negativity. Things just keep seeming to snowball. But like I said, we can stop it with your pure thought, thinking of pure things, because that's the cure to the whole thing that we're dealing with, all the things that we're dealing with. Once we learn to control our minds, control our thoughts, then 75% of the problem is solved. But if we continue to let these things bother us, to let these things affect our thinking, and we can't control and change our thoughts, we caught up. And we can't catch up when you caught up. So think we're going to start off with thinking like that, because that's part of our magic power. See, and we have to start using our magic power by what we are, the conversation that deals with the activation. Because there's certain things that people say in a conversation that will activate you with the things that are already in you. They're not activating nothing that's not in you. It's already in you. It's embedded at birth. So these are the things that are unleashing right now. So, yes, I talked to Brother Elder Kwame today. We had a good conversation. I talked to my cousin from California. We had a good conversation. It was like I had a class before this class by adding all the times up, because y'all know I meant the numbers. So adding all the times that I talked to everybody today, to the three individuals we dealt with 3 days today, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, the three people I talked to today, which are mind, body, and soul, you know, into one, bringing that spiritual essence out. I had a class before this class, which was great. All conversations with all of y'all was great today, and I loved it. So, again, let me slow down so that you can give the family some more current events. Oh, my goodness. But like I said, my goodness was the poor baby in the oven. I'm trying to come out of that, to pull myself out of the negativity of even thinking of whoever did it, you know. So go ahead, Sister Antoinette. Let me digress and chill out.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, the mother is facing 10 years to life if she's convicted. I don't think that there should be a question of if she should be convicted, but, and, oh, well, that's enough of that.
Mm-hmm. And to okay. be convicted, if convicted, that's just lawyer jargon when we hear things like that. That's what they say in media and law speech, so that they won't say anything out the box, because we've already come to the conclusion of anybody who does that needs to be put under the jail, not in the jail, because we don't need to pay no taxes for their survival in these places. You know, again, to be on the positive scheme, this person needs help. This person, you know, the rehabilitation, this person needs to be in an asylum somewhere, getting some mental help for an illness, because that's truly an illness. That's the closest that I would come to giving any break to the individual doing anything like that. That's a sick individual, and they definitely need help. So, like I said, as you said, that's enough of that.
Yeah. Okay, and then I have one, and I'm not sure if I did this one last week or not, but where the Pope is telling people to pray to Satan.
Pray Say to that again. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you.
The Pope.
Oh, the Pope. Okay, the Pope.
Yeah, telling people to pray to Satan.
Well, I hope that's not. Go ahead before I even start. Pope is telling people to pray to Satan. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's even a video where you hear him saying it. So this is. Did the Pope order Christians to pray to Satan? And I got to put my glasses back on. If you thought Pope Francis couldn't possibly make it any clearer that he is a false prophet who worships the devil, you might be wrong. No, you would be wrong. And it's a video where he's telling Now, they're saying that this is fake news. You know, it all depends on what site you go to. Now, some say it's fake news and that the video was doctored. But you know what? Y'all research it and judge for yourself. I mean, we all know that this Pope wasn't right. Isn't this the Black Pope?
I don't keep up with any of these so-called religious fanatic leaders in the first place. But when you use that name, I see numbers. Pope comes to 13. Yeah. This is why he's in high regard. God is 13. So the Pope is the closest thing to God on earth, dealing with certain religions in the way that they see him. But again, it's not hard for me to believe that the Pope and the church, Catholic Church, would say something like this. I mean, why is it that hard to believe when it's in the Vatican, as we've discussed in other classes, that owns the strongest telescope in the world, not NASA, dealing with space, But the Vatican, in the name of this giant telescope, is the Lucifer device. Come on. Why wouldn't him praying to Satan be that hard to believe when they looking up in the sky through a device that's called Lucifer? See, so no, it's, none of this is hard for me to believe because, again, Lucifer comes to 32, that's 5, and Pope is 13. There we go again with the incantations and magic words. We're saying it and don't know what's behind these words of English, that's the occult, English 32, occult 23, that we keep reciting. We're getting the facts. Facts are 23. And then we disregard because of, you know, they tell us doctored up, it's a conspiracy, and it's all numbers behind those words. I love hearing conspiracy because that's 31. That's spirit. And can't nobody tell me what the spirit is to me, just like can't nobody tell you all what the spiritual is to you. I see it by the word behind, the number behind the words that reveal. That's why reveal is 23. Revealed ED is 32. So, yes, all of this and what they're saying is definitely not hard to believe because, again, when we go through Valentine's Day before we get started so that people will see another way of seeing these signs and symbols of the nonsense that we celebrate because somebody else not put it in a way that now we can honor and reveal it or celebrate it. And it has nothing to do with what we think we are celebrating at all. But there are signs and symbols, pictures of it right in front of us that, again, we don't take the time out to find out or figure it out what is happening and what's taking place and what I am celebrating if those who choose to celebrate these things are doing. So we'll break that down in a minute once you finish the current event. So, yeah, like I said, yeah, family, y'all can look that up if you want to. But, again, I don't waste time with a lot of that because you all have done the footwork for me. When I get these stories, when I get these current events, I just put the numbers to what you're giving me and what you're saying. And then I'm going to see it my way because, again, what you see, you can't unsee. What you read, you can't unread. What you hear, you can't unhear. So I'm not going to be listening to everything and seeing everything because I can't unsee it. But when I hear it from you, family, I can basically break it down by the number behind the words and still see it in that spiritual light, that spiritual form that informs me of the truth. So, yes, it's like I said, it's not hard to fathom because it's a lot of things that this Pope and all of the popes have done throughout the centuries, you know, and the things that they do along with the things that they wear that we are not even aware of. When they're wearing the garbs, and the garments that they wear, the headdress that they wear, the shoes that they, all of these have symbolic meanings deeper than what's at the surface. And most of us are looking on the surface and never looking behind the scenes. What's behind all this? So that's why we get to the meat of what's happening because behind is 23. It's the 5. It's what's behind all this, the 5. I got 5 on the family. I constantly say it because it's so much as we will see as we go through this class. And if you go back and listen to other classes, how the 5 seems to always come up. But once you put that 5, it starts to reveal to you. Claim it, family. Claim it so you start to see things that I don't even see, because I miss a lot. Because, again, I don't go around and look at all these videos and these YouTubes and Twitters and whatever else they got out now. I have no idea. You know, I know it's all part of the media. Media being 16, just like the news is 16, you know. And that's not the good news. I'm looking for good news, which comes to 31. Good news is 31. So that's the news I'm looking for, what's good. And that's the news I'm pushing in good news, the spiritual, the truth. So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, you can give us the next current event.
Okay, well, as I said earlier, there was a shooting in D.C. And this one, I don't understand folks that feel so that they can get away with doing things when the police is chasing you that it's going to come out good. But this one was, three officers were shot while serving a warrant. And this is on, let me see. Trying to tell y'all the link where you can look this up at. Independent, but you know, you can also look on the, you know, the news stations, because they've been covering it. But this happened today. It was a shooter, and he wounded three police officers, and he barricaded himself in the house, in his, you know, in his house. So, you know, again, as I said, you know, these people, I don't understand it. You know, if they're coming for you and they're chasing you, you know that it's not going to end well. And that you're going to get caught. I mean, maybe people feel so that they're not, but you're going to get caught. You know, how do you think you're going to continuously escape these police officers? So why not just let go and turn yourself in? I mean, I don't know, but oh, boy, I don't know. I mean, if anybody has a question or a comment to anything that we've been talking about, please feel free to press one, and, you know, we'll bring you in. Now, the Kansas City shooting that they had, and that one person dead and 20 people were wounded. And this was at, man, this all over, I guess over the baseball game or football, whatever the heck just happened. Football
game. The Super Bowl football,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So after this, I mean, this was today. So after the players left, then they, you know, somebody just started shooting, I guess. One person dead, 20 people are wounded in the shooting.
I'm looking at that number. No, I'm looking at that number three. One person killed and 20 injured. That's 21 altogether, 20 plus one,
yeah,
which
now
is a three.
Yeah, they're saying 21. Yeah. The latest article now says 21 injured.
Mm-hmm.
So now
it
went to a 4.
So, yeah, well, one dead and 21 injured and one dead, that's a 4 now. But when you first said it, the 3 stuck out because that's what we'll be dealing with this Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Now, we know that Valentine's Day, the number comes to a 7. 2 14, 2 plus 14 is 16, 1 plus 6 is 7. So Valentine's Day. And Valentine's, as I said earlier, is 32. Today is Wednesday. Wednesday is 32. But when we look at Valentine's Day and its representation, we start off with this little bitty character named Cupid. And again, Cupid, why Cupid? Well, we know Cupid by number is 21. That's that three I saw at first when you said 20 injured and one killed. 21, yeah. Cupid. Well, Cupid represents your babies. We just mentioned a baby being put in the oven. Well, babies come to 21. Cupid comes to 21. This is why Cupid is a baby in a diaper. And not only that, we always say, don't call your children kids. They're not a kid. Kid is 12. It's the opposite, or it mirrors 21 being Cupid. Your children, aka kids, are being used as sacrifice. Sacrifice is 39, which is 3. 3 plus 9 is 12. That's 3. They want to use your babies as a sacrifice. Even deeper, teal is 12. Blood is 12. We're constantly talking about they want your blood. They want your organs. And a child's blood and organs are more pure than an adult whose body has been contaminated with all of the different foods, alcohol, and all of the other drugs and paraphernalia that have been put and administered in the body, even through the foods we eat. Because we're constantly talking about all of these products in the foods that are meant to harm and hurt us. This is why, as far as the preservatives in food, you have an overabundance of sugar and salt. The sodium and corn syrup and all this other, well, sugar is 25, which is 7. We talked about today being 214, which is a 7. Sugar is 25, which is a 7. Salt is 16, which is a 7. And they're both dealing with crystals, which are crucial. Crystals come to 32. That's part of our magic, knowing that our temple are nothing but crystals within our temple. Temple is 23. Crystals are 32. So, again, all of these things that are happening and that they are doing, it's a concerted effort to take us out as fast as possible. Because at this time that we're in, the awakening, we are disseminating too much information that we didn't get from schools. We didn't get from the institutions. We didn't get through the education that we were programmed to regurgitate. So these things that we're given now, and again, even when I give it, I'm giving it openly. So you take it as you want it, and you do with it what you want to do. It's nothing saying that this is concrete, this is it, ain't nothing else but this. No, 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 no. If I or anybody else ever do anything or say anything like this, please run for us, run. Run away from that damn person. Run from them. But again, getting back to Valentine's Day and the representation of that little bitty, I was getting ready to get obnoxious and call Cupid something derogatory, so we'll leave him a Cupid. Because remember, at the end of the day, family, 21, Cupid is the beast. Beast is 21. It's the devil. Devil is 21. This is why the primary color for Valentine's Day is what color, Sister Antoinette?
Red.
Red is 14. And isn't the devil in red or painted red? See?
Yeah.
This is why we're dealing with that. But here is the key to the symbolism also. We all know, being adults, that a real heart looks more like your fist balled up, your hand balled up in a fist with vials coming out of different ends of the heart. That's what a true heart looks like. So what are we looking at when we see this image of a box of candy and a heart shape that they tell us a heart or the heart that they're showing us? Well, in actuality, and we all adults, so I might sound a little vulgar for a second, family, but we all adults. So we get into the nitty-gritty of what's being, what they're doing. And remember, Cupid uses arrows. Arrows come to 23. He's shooting them in what they claim to be a heart. It's not a heart. What that actually is the vulgar term for vagina is pussy. Pussy is 23, that 5. Vagina is 2. There's your 2 and 5. But more than just the vagina, it's the labia of the vagina, which are the lips of the vagina that's actually folded out. And that's the shape from the top to the bottom going down to the anus that those lips, the labia of the vagina, makes. It's about sex. Sex, by the way, is 14. And just like the babies that they're after, child comes to 20. Child sex. This is why Cupid is used, that baby, that in retrospect is not just the vagina of a female, but it's the children, the babies that they're after. So these are the things we have to recognize, that this is what they're doing. But long story short, knowing that this is the second week of Black History Week, or month, I'm sorry, Black History Month, and this is the second week being the 14th, that's 2 full weeks, 7 last week that we talked about dealing with the beginning of Negro History Week. Carter G. Woodson started back in 1926. Now, this being the second week, we're seeing that, in retrospect, we're talking about colored people. Everything that they've done is based off of who we are. But again, as it's always said, we don't know who we are. If nothing more, we can determine who we are behind the numbers of the word or their celebrations. Colored is 23, the 5. Color is 14. Colored is 23. They both the 5. People are 20, which is that 2 and 5. Another way to look at it is black and brown. Black is 11, which is 2. Brown is 14, which is that 5. All of this has always been about us at the end of the day, who we are, being the first people on the planet. First is 29, which is 2. People is 20, which is 2. Black is 11, which is 2. Black people were the first people on the planet, family. They don't want you to know, but the numbers reveal, again, how to connect the dots, how to fill in the gaps, because they don't want us to know these things. Just like Jesus was whitewashed, the name is the wrong name, so don't get it twisted, but we're using English, so we have to figure out what's behind the occult of the English language that we're using. So, again, we know now that that's not a heart. But that's why you turn around and you go get candy. Candy is 11, which is the 2. For love, love is 14, which is 2. We already told you that sex is 14, which is 5. I'm sorry, love is 14, which is 5. And candy is 2. And these are the things that we keep doing, again, pushing things that we are not really abreast of, and it's just tradition, because at the end of the day, we are the people who love one another, people to love. People are 2, love is 14. We have a certain group of people or company that we keep, that we love, that family, that company that we're in the presence of. This is how we celebrate, or I celebrate, all of the nonsense that they give us to celebrate the way they want us to celebrate. And like I said, when we're looking at that red that everybody puts on, that's the color that they have given us for the devil. That holds this pitchfork that I always push, because that means it's a tuning fork. Our pitch of English is off. We're not on tune the way we should, and it's up to us to tune one another up after we turn off the devices and gadgets and technology that we've been given to basically, again, keep us distracted by giving us so much information, so much mass shooting, so much of this, so much of that, that we can't see what's right in front of us. And even when they use whatever nonsense, this rhetoric that they're pushing, we can see through it. We can sift through it now. We can decode all of the nonsense, and we can see exactly what we're working with. So again, be careful, as they say, what you wish for. Wish comes to 21, which is that same Cupid, that same beast, that same devil. What are you wishing for? Because whatever you want, wants you. Want, W-A-N-T, is 13. That's God. I want God, so God wants me. Whatever you want, wants you. But do you really want it? So, again, this is another way to look at that. And then, again, get the numbers behind the words that are being said to see what you're supposed to see the way you're supposed to see it. I'm just giving you what I've been given and what I've been able to see by sharing these numbers behind the words, but they right in front of us, family. And again, the group of words that you might use might differ from the words that I use, but the key is the numbers will remain the same. You'll find out that the numbers that you're using are the same numbers. You're just using a different word. That's how they got us so confused with the words of English that we use, because we're not using any other language but English to even explain and define what we're saying. So it's the baby of all language. And remember, the baby babbles. Babel is 14 to 5. And it was called the Tower of Babel. Tower is 23, and Babel is 14. did we see the magic even behind the stories that they give us. No, we called into regurgitating the stories biblically or whatever we've been given and how we've been given them. And we can't see how to connect the dots and fill in the gaps that they purposely left out. As Brother Kwame says, a half lie is a whole truth. I love that, because that's all we've been given, is to have truth to everything, which means it's been a whole lie to everything. So that's enough of Valentine's Day. And again, I don't want to take anybody's joy from celebrating the way you want to celebrate. If you like it, I'm on the five. I love it. Love is 14 to 5. So if you like it, I love it, because I'm staying on the five. I got five on it. So do what you do. You do you, boo, because I'm going to definitely do me. Yeah. And that's the key. That is the key. So did you have any other current events before I get started with our magic that we possess, that we can start using tonight, today, after this class, during this class, giving information that we could use right here, right now? That's the key. We talk about a lot, and sometimes we don't give what it is that we could basically do to help ourselves first, because I can't help you if I can't help me. And that's the key to everything. You know, you can't go out and help the world or help this person and that person. If you ain't straight and you didn't help yourself, who can you help? Just like you don't like being alone. So if you don't like being alone, why you want to get somebody else and make them miserable? You don't like being by yourself. What makes you think somebody else want to be with you and you don't like yourself? You don't like being by yourself. You can't stand being by yourself, but you want to be with somebody else and make their life miserable. Stop the madness. Stop it. Love yourself. Get into yourself. And at times, that's what it takes, that a long time. Get somewhere for half an hour a day, even if it's 15 minutes, if that's all you got. But get into yourself. Give yourself the time to reboot and to rejuvenate. Program from this program of garbage that we've been given, that we are recycling year in and year out. We celebrating and going through the same nonsense, and we ain't getting nowhere fast. Nowhere fast. So, yes, I'm getting little texts in from the family who's, and I can't read them while I'm, I'm talking, but I see a small highlight that comes up, which is great. But I know that's people and the families on the line listening, and I know that they'll be chiming in down the line. So, again, do you have anything else that you want to add before I get started with the class?
I do, but we have a caller.
Okay, we'll bring the caller in.
Yes. I believe this is Brother Kwame.
I believe so, too.
I believe you're right.
Oh, yeah. Greetings, my brother. How you doing this evening?
I'm very grateful, as always. And good evening, Sister Antoinette and Brother Eddie. Yeah, that was me beeping you because I sent you and Antoinette because, you know, I know that there are different meanings that they have, you know, where all of this heart shape and things came from. But I was sharing with you, I mean, was symbolized as a pine cone, or the pine cone. And as it went around in time, they you know, it tells the story how it got that little dent in the end. But Cupid was illustrated in the 14th century by this Italian somebody. Let me see what I'm talking about here. His name was Francisco Barbarino, a Florentine jurist that went viral in the 15th century. One of his illustrations depicted a naked Cupid standing on the back of a galloping horse throwing arrows and roses at bystanders, including hearts. That's where Cupid came in. He was throwing the arrows and doing that. He was that. But it was all, that was the time of St. Valentine's. It with the people overstanding that Betelgeuse, which is the left star from Orion's belt at the top, on February the 14th, that star in the evening time, when you're able to see it, it will turn red and it pulsated. And it was a kind of a symbol after saying that the season that was coming, or what we're doing was today, Ash Wednesday. But that season of you know, crucifixion. But that was one way in which people saw it, because they saw that star, and it was only at that certain time of the year that it would turn that color, it would pulsate for that night, and then it would go back. And so they kind of made a day out of that, depicting that star as above. And then the whole thing with the pineal gland, that's what I with you both about the pineal, because the symbol of the Catholic Church on the Pope's staff is the pineal. Pine cone, but I just say pineal because that's the biggest one in Rome at the Vatican, that's man-made, is at the Vatican. And so they know the symbology, and this is what they're looking at. And so what it did is that the roundness of it, they just, you know, did and made it what lies in saying the vulva or the vagina, you know, and that's the lower, but we're looking at the top. Because the pineal is the third eye. That's the shape of the pineal gland. It's the shape of the pine cone. It's two ways of looking at it, you know, the way it's been depicted. With, you know, they had it in Time magazine that it was illustrated, people wanted to know where did it come from, and that was just put behind it. So, you know, like you said, it's half truth is a whole lie. You said a half lie is a whole truth.
Okay, I said it backwards. Forgive me. Thank you for correcting me. And you know what I was saying, but let me add something to what you just enhanced me with. I'm going to look at what you sent me to. But like I said, the names change. They use different words, but the number remains the same. That 2 and 14. You kept saying it, and it started. Look at this. You kept saying the pineal gland, which is 32, or a.k.a. the pine cone. Pine is 14, and cone is 11. 214, y'all, in the pine cone. That's the day's date. 214 is the pine cone. So, again, they keep... We'll see in history, they'll change the words up to what they're giving you, but the numbers remain the same. The names, words change, but the numbers remain the same. That's what gets me. You just gave me something that enhanced what I've been talking about, that next year I'll be able to use that with what I'm giving this year. That's what we're doing. That's part of the magic. Continue, my brother. I love it.
And this is what we were talking about earlier when I was telling you about what was coming to me with Ruha Benjamin and her new book, Imagination, A New Manifesto. And the thing that really got me was is that before her, I was looking at, you know, me studying with psychology, because I got this thing with DI on TI versus AI and MI and the mental illness. And I was looking at the part of Freud, and when he was talking about the id, the ego, and the superego. And remember, I broke it down saying that we got to change it. The id is the individual divinity. That's a baby. He's born divine. He's born in love. This is what we come out, you know, and then all the programming and things like you were talking about, we become infected by the environments. So the thing of it is that the individual's divinity, but the thing is when you said ego and people look at ego and they always use the saying is that E-G-O, easing God out. But no, you turn it around as G-E-O. It's the earth, because we all come onto the earth, the geo. The geo is the earth. And so in that part of the individual's divinity coming up on the earth and using his, they talk about the superego and say, no, that's narcissistic. No, you turn the word super around and says the purest of the geo, the purest of us on the earth. And this is how we have to return, we have to change the language, because it's becoming spiritology, not psychology.
Oh, yes, yes. I had myself on mute talking and talking loud and saying nothing, so I had to take myself off mute. But, yes, indeed, I agree. I agree, because, again, the numbers basically related by the numbers of the words. So, yes. Again, family ego, if you didn't know it, is that same number 14 again. It's the ego. So that's why that is said, the ego and the superego. Super is 25, which is 7. And ego is 14. So that 14 and 25 gives you 39. 3 plus 9 is 12. We back to Cupid again. I mean, it's all
three.
That's three. It all comes together when we see it, like it said, the ego and superego, the three. It's right there.
Right. And it also gives the, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but the trinity of the spirit, the mind, the body. The spirit is what comes into the womb and develops into that embryo and grows into that person that's getting ready to come from that womb. That's the individual's divinity. The spirit is entered into that womb and it forms the human body, the vessel, and the body is grown by the what? The brain. It's the brain and then the stem, like a tadpole. Then comes the spine, then comes the arms and the legs and all of the rest of the organs. And then the spark of life comes in when that first heartbeat of that child in that womb. And so it's that whole process of the divine intelligence creating another spirit to walk this earth and to walk it in the pureness of pure and earth going together, because we're supposed to be in the image of Creator, in the pureness of Creator. You know, that was all that was put in today as far as what I've been working on.
Utopia.
U-S-T-O-P-I-A. Utopia. It's like utopia, but it's us. Utopia is we have to come together. That's the us, the U and the S. They made this, Margaret Atwood made this, took the utopia and dystopia, one is good and one is bad. Took those two words and came up with ustopia, but I took the word and said, you stop AI. We are the ones who can stop this AI because we are the divine intelligence. We're not artificial.
That is correct. That is correct, and it's the same number, different words, but that's what they try to replace the real with the artificial. Artificial is 40, which is 4. Real is 13, which is 4.
Right.
They just go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying they just keep changing words, but the number doesn't change, and once we're able to see the numbers behind these words, we are able to connect more what's underneath, what's under the surface, because we're only looking at the surface of the words and even the spelling. But once we see the number behind the words, we can gravitate to the truth that it's revealing to us, because that's what's
right.
happening. The truth is being revealed.
And what they're doing is changing the language, because now they have this thing in which they call panpsychism. That means is that your consciousness comes from dealing with nature and that part. But then the other part of it is they went a step further and says is cosmopsychism, is because consciousness comes from the cosmos to the being, to the planet. And so this is where the consciousness is in the cosmos. This is why we say as above, so below, because this is where all of the alignments and the energy that comes and gives us the thoughts. It comes from we're connected to the cosmic. And so in our having cosmic consciousness, it's the elevation that we're now in the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and going on, infinity. But the part that we're having to overstand is how we overstand the language, the spells that they're using, because they're using the artificial technology of the numbers and the algorithm trying to assimilate into the microbials and the atomic and the nanoparticles that is the World Wide Web. And the consciousness that comes from the planets, from the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the universe, the galaxy, all of it is alive, and it's all us.
Yes, indeed. That's what I said earlier. It's that black and brown, those colored people. It all started and originated with us, but that's the key, too, as you said. Are you with me out there, CC? Cosmic
yeah,
consciousness. Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
Are you with me,
yeah,
CC?
And CC, cosmic consciousness. Are you with me, CC? That's what he was saying in the song. But we didn't put the word to the letters that they were putting in the music. It was in the song. The message is in the music. This is why each generation
mm-hmm.
creates its music, because it hears the tones and frequency of the language of communicating to that generation that is now living. That is now, we have a challenge because we heard a music when we came up that we formulated to that frequency. Now our grandchildren have a music that we're trying to comprehend, because it's not in the way in which we created ours.
That is correct. And the beauty of it with what I get and see and feel is that it is ours. We just still don't see the number behind the lyrics of the words that's being used. Once we see it, lyrics is 23. Those words in the lyrics spell it out for us. As we see that 7, which is divine, 25, consciousness is 52, the 7. Biblically, they called it I am. I am is 7. Scientific, they called it the Big Bang. Big Bang is 7. It's all mind-blowing. Mind-blowing is 7. It's part of our conversation, 7, that activates us. Activate is 7. Through the conversation, you will be activated. Depending on if the person that's giving or having the conversation is on that, as they say, higher, which is 34, consciousness, 52, higher consciousness comes to a 5. It's coming to the thought of who and what we are, which is dealing, going back to the magic word that we are learning. It's the numbers behind the words of magic that we're able to see, that we're able to do the magic now. Once we really get in tune with that, we will see the magic that we can create by what they even try to disguise and fool us with by the jargon of the English language that we're using. As you said, they're constantly changing the language. It doesn't matter. You can change the word or the language, but the number remains the same. And once we get that, ain't no stopping us now. This is why, again, we're going to have more and more mental illness, mental health and this year than we've had in quite some time. So prepare for it, family. You know,
but
don't give in to it. Just prepare. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, and I was saying because 8 deals with the mentality. 8 is the mental. And then this whole part of conscious shifting, that this is the next 2,120 years that we're going to be in Aquarius and Leo. And that's the time that we stay in a sign, because it said, let there be light. And then he named the sun, the moon, stars, the signs and the seasons, the signs, those 12 zodiacs. It was originally 13. They broke it down to 12. The seasons, we're in the season of winter, a time of hibernation, of germination. That's what hibernation does, is because it goes to sleep and lets the seeds and all the everything in nature rest. And then the lower half of the planet grows, and it puts all its necessary energies out that's in the life in the southern hemisphere. And then when you come back and the season changes, we just exchange top to bottom and bottom to top.
Yes, indeed, and I'm going to go back just a sec for one word that you used dealing with the 8. You said it's mental. Mental is the year we in the 8. Well, that is so on point, because I told you magic is 17, which is 8. Mental is also 17, which is 8. It's psychological. Psychological is 44, which is 8. That's what they have us in a state where the doctors are now. Psychiatrists that are basically telling you if you have a mental illness. So, yes, that mental is 17. It's a fear that they put us in. Fear is also 17, which is 8, the psychological war, the fear that they're giving us with what they're discussing with us, what they're telling us, and what we basically buy into. Because we don't have nothing to fear but fear itself. So we have nothing to fear, but we're fearing
right.
What we've been told. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
And see, it's the part, I mean, psych is a Greek word which means spirit or breath. This is what they were Freud copied from the Kemetics, studying our ancestors' spiritual knowledge. And he took that and he changed it into psyche, meaning the brain, when it's really the spirit, because when the spirit disconnects from the brain or the mind, you cause this ease, and that's why it's called, it's meant to take all out of their spiritual. Meant all is meant to take the connection to the spirit.
Yes, it's all mental. And again, I'm glad you said that, because all of these so-called great individuals that they talk about, Freud, Einstein, whatever, they're all engulfed in ancient comedic science. They have been using our ancient knowledge from our ancestors. Oh, and forgive me, family, forgive me, Kwame. I wanted to make a special announcement that I want everybody who's listening to the show, if you can, to bring your children or the youth to our next class so that we can start not just talking amongst us, we can talk to the 8 that's called our future future is 35, which is 8. We need our future at the mound round tables that we're discussing so we can hear and talk to them and see what's on their minds and get an idea of what is in the atmosphere for them, what's on their mind, what's in their hearts, and talk to them and give them what we're giving each other, because a lot of us don't go out and talk to the youth. We don't talk to the young the way we should. And that's that nonsense that they call the gaps in the generations. No, these gaps right now are being filled. We are all on these phones of different ages, different generations, and we're all here talking, but we still need that one, that those younger generations that we are a part of and they are a part of us, to start feeding them the information and letting them question the knowledge that we have to share with them so that they can take it even farther than what we are giving one another right now.
Right, and that's why I sent Dr. J her day clubhouse. I told you I was on Saturday night. I was out at the clubhouse talking on in conversation with Anita, and the other one was Dr. J. And so their consciousness and their level, listening to what they're discussing and how they and what's going on in their mind, is part of what we need here, because it's not for us to do change them. It's for us to give them the tools to build with what's already in them, you know. And so this is why I, that, you know, when we begin to do these classes and we, like you saying, bring the young minds in, because I was even sharing with you the female and doing the female solutions, because they just started the Shabazz School for Children. And so, and they have them studying how to do media programs with these 7 and 8 year olds and 13 year old intelligent contestants. They're given a way to show them how to use the techno spiritual to advance into their higher spiritual self that's in them.
Yeah, that is so true, and that is so poignant. And again, hopefully we can get her and some of her classes or some of the students in her classes to join us so that we can hear what's on their minds and in their hearts. And as you say, we can share with them so they can develop whatever it is for them, that next phase, that next step, you know.
Right.
Because that's all they're missing, what we have to give, not with what the educational system, but what we have to educate them with, to give and share with them. Go ahead, Brother Quarlin.
But that's the part. See, it's the part we got to stop that miseducation. We've got to induce parade. What's in them? That's what the word forms from. It's from the Latin word to bring out their boy. We just give them the tools to build what they came in. They already have blueprint. The part for us is to give them an imprint of what we have done. Give them an imprint to go with their blueprint, because as Amos Wilson says in Blueprint for Black Power, imagination, the image of a nation, what to raise a child, we always sharing that it takes a whole village. It takes Brother Eddie, it takes Sister Antoinette, it takes who's ever on this line. Listen, you are part of that village because you're part of the cosmic whole.
Yes, and I had actually wrote that out today. It takes a village to raise a child, and understanding village comes to 27, which is a 9. That village is information. Information is 36, which is the 9. The village has the information that the child needs. That information also comes from the ancestors, which is 36. That 9. This is why we always talking about the ancient ancestors and our ancestors, because that's part of the information of learning, and we can't leave out what we'll be touching on dealing with the magic. It's called imagination. Imagine the nation. The imagination. We got to put the imagination back into play, because at our ages now, a lot of us don't imagine anymore. All we use is the information that we've been given that we run with. But that power behind the information is to be able to use and utilize your imagination. And this is what the children still possess, much more than us being the adults do. They still imagine. Those who haven't been turned out by the artificial technology of the computers and computer games and the visual games that they're playing constantly, you know. But again, when game recognized game, because game is 14, which is that five, when we recognize the game of the five, we see beyond what they are putting in our face as far as that word. We see the whole shebang. We see the whole thing. Can't fool us no more. That's who we are. So, go ahead.
So go ahead.
No, I was telling you. I was going to tell you to continue.
Is Sister Antoinette still there?
I hope so. Sister Antoinette?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You sound like you're about to go to sleep, girl. Kwame was asking you, has anybody else raised their hand before we continue? Because we have almost a personal conversation here. Okay. Well, go ahead and continue, Brother Kwame.
No, and the part of it is that we're using the language, because when we say it takes a village, but we have to remember the statement is, it takes a whole village. We have to be whole in what we're doing, because if you drop the part of the V off of a child, just the V. If you took the V off, you got ill age, an age of raising children that are going to be ill.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important how we use our language, you know. Formation is in us to form what? We're forming another nation. So what it takes is what it takes. I always use the phrase for man. A man is to make another nation, but he has to have a womb to make another nation, and that's the womb man. He can't create himself without the one who created him. The co-creator.
James said it best. It's a man's world, but it wouldn't mean nothing without a woman or a girl. Can't do it without that woman or that girl. That's the driving force right there, the female.
Right. And even his brother in the Bible. James, you look at it in the Bible, says James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. His brother, the way they killed him on a killing stake. See, and we got to follow this story, because that's the healing, that's the son book, but it's full of other stories about they plagiarized and took out of other people's stories.
That is so that is so true. So true. So, if you don't have anything to add, I'm gonna get this in real quick before we run out that 10 o'clock hour, before people who are on the internet won't be able to hear if they don't get on the phone. So I wanted to give this little information, and you can add to it too, because I know a lot of this that I'm going to mention, you know yourself. We've talked about it, and you do some of these things, and it's things that you do that I'm not aware of that you could probably share with the family too, that deals with our magic, our personal magic that's basically all of our magic that we could basically use. So, and I see Sister Antoinette is, she's getting her little cat naps in because, again, she didn't get her sleep today with all of the company in and out that she had to do what they need to do to help her get back to her state dealing with her recovery. So, first of all, family, I wanted to give this as far as dealing with yourself in magic, what we you want to do with what I do and a lot of us do is put your water in a glass container, a pitcher, if you will, and you're going to also use a glass when you drink your water, taking it out of that plastic, or if you drink tap water, putting the tap water in a glass pitcher, because the key is behind the number of what you're doing. Glass comes to 22, which is that four. We talked about the four earlier, dealing with the incantations, dealing with God, dealing with truth, dealing with spirit. That's what the glass represents, that you're putting it in. And on top of that, when you add the water to the glass, well, not only is glass 22 the four, water is 22 the four. See where we're going or where you're going. So once you do this in your pitcher first, you put it in the pitcher, and whatever you got it from, be it bottled water or tap water, you are letting it sit for at least 24 hours before consumption, before drinking it. But within that 24-hour span, what you do is you either get a marker and you write whatever symbols that resonate with you that you have gotten into, signs or symbols. If you don't have signs and symbols or symbols, then take a piece of tape and write on that tape your good or great intentions, what you want this water to do. Positive thoughts are key and crucial. So whatever it is, I'm not going to tell you what to write. It's in you what you want to write. I will say a five, which is love, conquers, which is also a five, and all. Love conquers all. Five, five, five. But put whatever you want to put on that label and stick it on that pitcher of water. And during that 24-hour span, talk. Some people put their water in the refrigerator. I prefer to keep mine out in the sun to let that sun, because sun is 13, the 4. Water is 22, the 4. Glass is 22, the 4. So you put it in the sun, or I do. But again, you use your own preference. But again, you talk to that water during that 24-hour span before you drink it, because the Chinese doctor, Dr. Moto, showed us that when you talk to water, the nice things that you say, the water will crystallize, will form crystals in the water, us not knowing that water contains crystals. That's why when you freeze water, water becomes 13. It goes from 22 to 13, and it's called ice, ice crystals. Water becomes ice. But you're putting your incantations, which is 40, when you're speaking your spiritual truth to the water to change its molecular structures. The molecules and atoms of the water will obey your command. Command is 13. You're commanding this water through your intentions. Intentions are 40, like incantations are 40. You're putting all of this magic by speaking your truth to the water. The water will respond. What's deeper than that, family, is understanding that that glass is a representation of us called our temple. Our bodies, the temple, is composed of 70% water. Just like you talking to that glass of water, talk to the water in your cellular structure, in your blood. And the molecules will change. We are in control of telling our bodies what to do, and our bodies will respond just like that water in the glass responds to the positive, beautiful phrases that we tell it. The body does the same thing. And to let you know, this week, personally for me, I've been going to the gym since January. And this week is the first week that I had to take off because, again, I get complacent and I get very competitive with myself, nobody else. I challenge my thoughts and my brain. But, again, being into martial arts for over 50 years, I forget sometimes that I'm from the old school now. I can't do things that my mind think I can do right away. I can eventually get back to it, but it takes time. And I was going through it anyway. Long story short, I pulled my back muscle. I pulled a muscle that I haven't. Anyway, I've been down and out since Monday. Couldn't go to the gym Monday. I was basically on the floor on a heating pad. Then yesterday I was all on the couch, and it's like cold just set in from that injury to then. But yesterday I got back into practice what you preach. Everything that I'm telling you all, I said, you ain't doing it. You're not doing it. So yesterday I started talking to my body, talking to my cells, talking to my blood, talking to my organs, talking to this temple of mine to correct itself and heal itself. And this is why we're having the class tonight, because after I did that last night and yesterday, woke up this morning feeling great, got in touch with Sister Antoinette and said, yeah, we're doing a class today. But these, like I said, you have to practice what you preach. You have to walk what you talk. So I had to get back into that and stop being the teacher that I am in nature and teach and talk to myself to heal myself. But this is part of what we can do dealing with our magic. Before we had doctors and people that we went to cure us, we had the cure. The shamans had the cure. The witch doctors or whatever you called them back in the day, or better yet, Big Mama. Because if you didn't go no place else, you went to the metaphysics called Big Mama. Big is 14 and Mama is 4. Metaphysics. Right there. Because she had the word, the magic words, and she had the cures, what she knew, coming straight from nature. So, again, these are the things that we can start off doing right now with the water and with yourself. And with yourself to change your condition and help those around change their condition. But again, you can't help anybody until you help yourself. You work on yourself and see what works before you put it out there for somebody else to do or somebody else to try. Because at the end of the day, we all know what works for me might not work for you. But again, what I'm giving ain't nothing that's going to hurt you, because it's nothing that you're taking in other than the information that I'm disseminating. So it's nothing like drugs or anything like that superficial that you digest. It's food for thought. That's what I'm giving. Food, 14 for thought, 41. 1441, the food for thought. Because that's the diet that we should be on. And the diet is an acronym for do I eat this or do I eat that? Do you take in first what you hear before you take something in and digest it physically? Did you accept it mentally? As I said earlier, whatever you see, hear, or read, you can't unsee, unhear, or unread. Once you take it in, it's there. It's a part of you. So I want to make sure that I'm giving the right food or medicine. That's why medicine is 29, which is that 2. Be back to the 2. 214. The medicine to heal. Heal is 14. 214. The medicine to heal thyself is for us to be able to recognize and identify what it is that resonates with us that we can do right here, right now. With that, Brother Kwame, did you want to add anything before I continue?
Well, before that, we have a caller with their hand up.
Okay, so let's bring the caller in.
Area code 310. Area code 310.
Yes, yes. Hello, everyone. How was everyone doing this evening?
Greetings, fam.
I am very, very well. No complaints. I'm actually glad to be here. the beloved Brother Kwame put me up on this space, and I've been coming in here for the past couple of weeks. And oh, I'm sorry. My partner said, what's your name? Anita Shears is my name. Sorry. I just wanted to admonish, you know, the work that is being done. You know, I really do appreciate connecting with our people in this way and building and sharing. And it's very encouraging because as much as sometimes the message tries to come across that, you know, things are getting worse or things are, you know, taking a turn for this or that, you know, places like these are in existence, and spaces like that I host on Saturday, and my friend, Dr. Jen, that she hosts on Saturdays, and so many countless other spaces are alive. That's how I know that the magic is working. That's how I know that the numbers is numbering, you know? You know, it's a beautiful thing to see yourself reflected in all of these spaces. And I appreciate the journey of remembering myself and coming across, you know, you literally, like, words don't even describe how I feel about us, you know. So thank you for putting us up on the magic on how to charge up our waters. It is literally, you talking about epigenetics in the water. You know, changing and transmuting, you know, that is the real power. All is mind. And when we have that aligned correctly, and then we are connected, and then our elders are in place, it's like the ultimate. It's literally like watching the ultimate. It's like literally playing on, it's like playing on the Bulls basketball team with Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan is what it feels like. So I appreciate. Thank you for allowing me to speak. This is going to be one of my new hangout spots, and I like to welcome you guys whenever you guys feel it, whenever you guys get a chance, you know, pull up to a self-care Saturday because we're on the same line. You know, we're talking quantum physics, and that's really just what you said. It's going to Big Mama. Talking about how you feeling, what is going on. Maybe you might get some herbs to support your body, but you really going to get your mind right so your point of focus is correct and moving forward. because no one's coming to save any of us. We have to save ourselves. This is where we are now. So that's all I want to say. Thank you so much, gentlemen, and to the goddesses in the space. I love us. Thank us. And thank you, Brother Kwame. I love you dearly. Love you dearly, brother. Thank you.
Thank you,
my sister. That was eloquently said. I appreciate it. And
thank
listening
you.
To your tone, I know that you are younger than we are. We are elders. And I love it that you use that. We have to get in line because, again, with the water dealing with the quantum physics, which what we're giving is the spiritual called metaphysics. And the alignment is the alkaline that we're getting back to by even using the water that we're basically in-tuning our magic, our truth into, speaking it into existence, because that's how we manifest what it is. We speak it into existence instead of constantly regurgitating the nonsense that keeps us in this bio-dulu feedback that is not conducive to who and what we are. So to even hear you articulate yourself as you just did, it gives my heart joy to know that once we leave this plane of existence, we got you all to carry on. That makes me feel so much joy to know that we have a younger group of individuals who are up on it and ready to do what needs to be done to help fix our people, because like you said, ain't nobody coming to do nothing for us but us, so it's up to us to fix us. And that's basically what we're doing. And again, I give you ashe and big kudos, my sister. Much love. Thank us. Love us for here to eternity. Appreciate that.
Thank us. I love this. Appreciate it.
Yes, and I'd like to thank her also.
Okay, Sister Antoinette, did we have any other callers that have called in? That was, man, that was a good one there. I'm almost ready to say good night, people. That just, my heart is twinkling over here, like twinkle, twinkle, little star. My heart is saying, how far do we come? How far we are? I'm loving it. I'm loving this. Yes.
Yeah.
And I will get the information from Brother Kwame so that I can tune in on Saturdays, because, again, I don't have too much that I tune into on Saturdays but numbers and me going to the gym now, because I can almost say I went back to my state of mind of being a gym rat, but that's only for me, because, again, I'm dealing with diabetes and knowing that I haven't been exercising like I should be since I have been. My blood is coming back down to normal. I'm not taking these drugs as much as I've been told to do it, this, that, and the other, so I know it's the exercises that my body has been crying for that is basically putting me back on point that I should be on, that I haven't been on for the last quarter of a century. I've been a diabetic for 24, almost 25 years, going on 25 years. So my blood hasn't been this good without all of the medications that I've been taking for about 23 years now. So this is great for me. I'm loving it. So that's why that gym rat in me is pushing myself to get out and do my art, because that's what rat is. When you turn the letters of rat around, you got an art. So that rat that's in me, and by the way, I was born in the year of the rat. So the art of the rat that's in me that is giving me what I need is crucial. It's our craft. Craft is 22. Art is 13. Your art is a craft. Learn your craft. Learn your art, you know, because it's all part of the four, which is spiritual. It's the truth for you, nobody else. We all have a gift, an art within us, you know, that we have to learn to be creators again. But that comes along with using that imagination to create and visualize what it is, because we're not visualizing what we need to in order for it to come into existence, for it to manifest. The visualization needs to be there along with the imagination in order to create the creativity within us, you know. And again, by us coming together, as Brother Kwame said, a whole village. That's why we've been so fragmented. We're in so many pieces and parts that we have to come together, bring your piece of the puzzle to the table in order to fit it so that we see the whole picture, the total package. And that's where we're going now. We're able to accept other pieces so we can see a whole picture instead of it being so fragmented. Pixels, as we are watching the television in fragmented pieces, but it's put together so we see a picture. That's what we are coming together to do. Put all those pieces together to see the whole picture. And the majority of the time, we can't see the picture because we're in the frame. We are in the picture, so we can't see it. So we got to step off, step back, step away for a minute so that we can get the whole picture and not be in the picture so much that we can't see what it is that we're doing or what we have to create to put it together. So this is what we're doing, and I'm loving it. I'm loving these new voices and the new energy, you know, and the young and the youth, because that's what we need. That's exactly what we need. And when we talk about what we're doing with the water, it's called mind over matter. And that's thoughts over the mental. That's what matters, that mental process that we've been talking about. But the mind holds your thoughts. So it's the thoughts that changes that matter, that changes your mental thinking. As I said, change all the negative into a positive. We can do it. Just stop letting those little things affect the whole. Because again, if we embrace it, it stays there. We got to let it go. That's why they said, if I love you, I can let you go. It's easy for me because it's the numbers for me, not just the words. Love is 14. Let go is 23. I got 5 on it. I can let you go in a heartbeat. See, because it's easy. Easy is 14. All this becomes easy once we start to see the numbers behind everything we're saying. We see what's really important. Important is 32. It's the 5. We see all of the things that are important when we see the numbers behind the words that we mention, because we're holding on to the definition that's man definition. It's not God's. God gave us the word to see the number. They just never gave us the process of seeing the number behind the word so we can see the garbage that they not gave us that we hold on to. We are letting all the nonsense go. Just like an artist who chisels marble or clay, you can't see the art until you chisel the non-essential parts off of it. And that's what we're doing. We're getting rid of the unessential bull so we can see the real art. So with that, does anybody else have anything to say? Anybody else is on the line? Because Sister Antoinette, I know you told me that you have another class that you're going to be doing this Friday. with Miss Gaines, if I'm not mistaken. Is that still what you planned to do this Friday? Are you on mute? Have you went to sleep, Sister Antoinette? You still with us?
I think she might have been taking a nap.
She's probably taking I was happy when she did come back and say somebody else was on the line, but I'm wondering if anybody else is on the line and she not took a little nod of a pause for the calls. But again, that's why I was getting ready to say right quick that we're going to let her go and call it if nobody else is out there, and we don't know if somebody else is on the line and she not went to sleep. You know,
I'm awake.
She didn't get... Okay, there you go. Okay, as I was mentioning, are you? Do you still have the show that the class that you're doing Friday with Miss Gaines? Is that still on?
As far as I know, and tomorrow night, I believe now, Miss Kim and I are doing a show.
Okay, you know me being Big Brother, don't overdo it now. That's three classes in a row. Ours, Miss Kim, and Miss Gaines. So again, being conscious and very aware of your time. Since you are having two more classes Thursday and Friday, and seem to be a little tired because we're calling you and you be on mute or you be out, you know, taking a little lightweight nap, you know, which is no problem. If you don't have anything to add, Brother Kwame, if you don't have anything else to add, we can close out tonight's class so that you can get your rest and be up and prepared and rejuvenated for your next two classes for the next two evenings. And we'll return again next week. And like I said, family, bring the youth and bring your children to the classroom so that they can, with their inquisitive minds, can ask questions that we don't even ask of ourselves. Because as they say, children say the darndest things. So we want to hear some of those darndest things that they got on their minds and hearts.
Yes, I did have another story, and they're talking about how that they're becoming more like humans.
Yeah.
And it's because of us that we're giving them our information, I guess, by the things that we put in the I mean, see, I had it up and I lost it. Oh, boy.
Well, why you try to find it if you can or not? Well, we already know that that's what they're trying to do, dealing with artificial intelligence. They're trying as much as possible to let the bots, the robots, or the androids, or the clones become more human. But again, as we know, that any of this artificial is not real, so it does not have a consciousness and it does not have a soul. That's why consciousness is 52, which is 7, soul is 16, which is 7. They don't have it. So if we know and we are up on the spiritual, we know right away when a artificial being or whatever it is tries to communicate, we can hear it in their tone. It's just like when I get phone calls, I know right away when it's a recording or it's a robot or it's not real, and I hang up because you're not going to get my voice. I'm not going to entertain you because I feel and sense right away that you're not right, you're not human. And I get tired of talking to recorders anyway when I'm calling businesses and I got to talk to a robot first before I get a person. You know, that's some of the craziest stuff, but this is what they're setting this new world, the reset paradigm for our children, you know. So, but I'm old school, and like right away, I don't like it, don't want it, I'm not going to accept it. You know I got to do what I got to do, but I'm going to do that. And like I said, if it takes longer, it just takes longer, I just got to deal with it. But, no, they ain't going to pull me into the nonsense. That's why, like I said, I don't go on too many social media sites. Y'all are my social media. Y'all give me what I need. I don't need to go anyplace else but where we are in these classes and get what I need from you all. And that's it. That's it. Did you find it, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, I did. This
okay.
is exactly what I wanted. But this one is, will machines become more intelligent than humans? And as, whether or not artificial intelligence will be able to outperform human intelligence, and how soon could that happen, is a common question fueled by depictions of AI in popular culture. Key to this compassion is a clear standing of intelligence. Oh, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah. Like I always said, that's an oxymoron to me. You know,
yeah.
You feed me some nonsense that I'm buying into something called artificial intelligence. How in the hell are you going to be intelligent if you're not real? You're artificial. And then you're going to beat your creator who created you, and then we're listening. And see, that's what's happening. People listen to it, and they can't take back what they heard. And people start to believe it once they hear it over and over and over. If you say a lie for so long, you start to believe the lie. And this is what it is. They're feeding this to us and our children over and over and over. After a while, the child or the people believe that the computer is better than the brain. Well, that's why you understand that brain is 14 and computer is 32. It's all to five, damn it. No. No, you can't outthink me. I don't care what you say and who programs you. I've been programmed by the Most High. So, no, I'm not kneeling and bending down to the nonsense that you give me. I got the word with the number in me that's embedded. And, again, numbers don't lie, so I don't care what you say. If it don't add up, shut up talking to me, because if it don't add up what I'm saying, I'm going to shut the F up if it don't add up. So, no. Everything that I give adds up, and that's why I push it. I've been given it to be your pusher man, and it ain't no drug. That drug, and by the way, drug is 22, which is 4. That drug I push is spiritual, the 4. It's truth, the 4. It's the revolution, the 4. That's why we will not be televised. The truth will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. But as long as we speak it, that's what's key. It's the truth that will set you free. And that's what's freeing us. The truth that we're giving and that we're pushing. And everybody has their own truth, their way. Give it. The way you've been given to give it, give it. That's why it's better to give, which is 22. Give the truth. Give it away. It's better to give than receive. And we giving it, baby. And we fixing us as we give it. So with that, Sister Antoinette, if nobody else on the line has anything to say and you don't have anything else to add, I want to let you go so that you can get your proper rest and be rested for our elder, Miss Kim, with her wealth of information that she'll be sharing with us tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So
oh,
I just
yeah.
got to make sure that we're going to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
So now, with that, folks, forgive me, but I am really tired. Please forgive me.
So we can hear it in your voice. And again, like I said, we don't want to push you knowing that you're still dealing with your recovery and what you are going through. So we are very conscious of that and very respectful of that. So again, this is why I said earlier that if nobody else is on the line to say anything or add anything to the class, we will gratefully let you go so you can get your rest, well deserved. And again, you know, our second week back, we don't want to push it, but I'm seeing you getting people already acclimated to have other classes after hours. But again, if you can do it, we there with you. And again, you know, if I tune in and I hear you ain't sounding right during any class, I'm going to jump in and intervene and tell it, we're going to shut it down. We're going to shut it down, you know, to give you your rest, because you never want to pull the plug because you don't want to have the people feeling like you've let them down, and you never let us down. You always keep us up, and we want to keep you up and keep you going and keep you rolling. So, again, I don't even want to be long-winded. I want to go ahead and say good night to you and the family.
You have to give your contact information.
Oh, yes. My contact information is, you can reach me at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com. This Sunday, Dry Bone Show is this Sunday at 9:30 Central, I'm sorry, Eastern Standard Time, and at 3 o'clock, you got Brother Ray, Eastern Standard Time at 3 p.m. for Brother Ray and the drumming. So, yeah, just to help you out if you forgot about that announcement to make for the weekend.
Yeah. And tomorrow night, Ms. Kim and I, and I'm trying to think if she's, someone else is coming with her.
Okay.
But we'll get with you.
Yeah.
And Friday night,
Dr. Gaines.
Dr. Gaines, yes. So, those tonight, the next two nights, y'all. So
next two nights is female power, family. It's female power. So we got our ladies on here dropping information, dropping historical knowledge, because I know Ms. Kim is going to go back and give us a lot dealing with Motown and the Tuskegee Airmen, as she always does. So we're going to get an abundance of information dealing with our history coming from an historian, a living library, you know. So that's always great to get firsthand information, you know, with it being uncut, straight from the heart. So that will be lovely. I'm looking forward to that.
It's something that you don't really get in the history books, because you're having it live in history. You know, you're having them give you everything from what they seen, how they felt, and everything during their time. And, you know, I mean, just look, one day it's going to be where the younger people, or even people our age and older, are going to come to us to what, how we felt during this time. You know, look at the times that we're living now. This is history. This is things that are going to go down in the history books. You know, regardless of how you feel about Trump, if you love him, if you hate him, this is something that's going to be in the history books. Regardless of how you feel about Biden, love him or hate him, it's going to be in the history books. You know, how these two presidents, and the way how they are governing or have governed, you know, the things that are coming out about their age, and, you know, if these are all working, all this is going to set a precedent. So we going to come to a time where we put an age limit on how old a president should be.
I said we're history right now. Everything that we're saying will be wrote down. It's already been recorded in the archives. So we are part of the history right now. We ain't got to wait for them to talk about their presidency and them being presidents. We are the history that we're laying down for us. As we say, it's up to us to fix us. We are laying down the history for our future to give them something to follow, or that they will have to look at as a format. So, yes, this is history. It's being written as we speak. So, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, again, with that, Sister Antoinette, you go ahead and close out the show with a song of music, or just say your good night so you can turn in and get your rest. And until next week, peace and love to everybody. I love you all. And continue doing what you're doing. Go ahead. And what was you saying, Sister Antoinette? I'm sorry.
I'm going to find the song. You talk for a moment.
Okay. Well, again, family, bring the youth, bring your children, bring your nephews, your nieces, anybody who you feel that you can talk to or that will listen in order to hear what we have to share, so we can feed them some different information than the stuff that they're learning that society has already preempted, dumbing America down. So that means it's our children that they're dumbing down now. This is why the new teacher is the computer. Everything is done online, so they don't really need that physical body as a teacher anymore. But that's why teacher is 32, computer is 32. The computer is the new teacher. So that's why they're constantly talking about the artificial compared to the real. The numbers remain the same. They just keep changing the words and trying to have it fit in. But no, we see. We can see clearly now the rain is gone. The rain is gone, baby, you know, because as Prince laid it down, the purple rain hitting that top chakra. So, yes, every time it rains, a penny falls from heaven. And we know pennies are copper. So who's falling from heaven? Who's coming on top? So we standing on the top. So all we got to do is get down. Get down. Get up for the downstroke. Everybody get up. What you say, Sister Antoinette?
Yes. We got a caller.
Oh, oh okay. My goodness. Okay.
Wow.
I can see clear. I said I'm on the conference.
No worries.
Okay, that's better.
We was listening and we was talking, and I heard your Sister Antoinette get ready to play the music, and there was a little moment, so I figured I would ask my question because it was on my heart. So my name is Robert, and I just wanted to ask. I wanted to ask the good brother and the good brother Kwame, thank you so much for inviting us. Can we talk about really quickly if there is a survival's guide? I know you're working with gematria and things like that for how you guys are just using this in everyday life. And yes, I will put myself back on mute and listen to the answer. I appreciate you. When you're using the numbers, how are you using them? How are you moving through them? Daily practices, best daily practices for your everyday life.
Good question. Survival guide. I don't personally have a survival guide because the survival guide is already embedded in each and every one of us. I just happen to use numerology along with metaphysics to show me what it is that I'm sharing with everybody. That's my guide to show how we can survive the nonsense that's out here, because again, we've all been bogged down with so much misinformation, miseducation, that now with the numbers, anybody can get it and see it in their own survival guide, because, again, the way I try to give it is that what I give you, you can see what I'm saying, but you will still be able to use it the way it fits you, because we all have a different fit. We all have a different tempo, a different body, a different mindset. So, again, the way I'm giving it openly, as far as all you have to do is find the numbers behind the words, and you will be able to see how that's guiding you to connect the dots. And you will be saying the same thing I'm saying. You'll just use a different group of words, but the key is it will have the same number. That's why I say the words change, but the numbers remain the same. All through history, we see the same numbers, but they'll give us a different name. Independence Day, July 4, 1776, comes to 104, which is a 5. It was founded by the so-called founding fathers, 68. 6 plus 8 is 14, a 5. Most of the founding fathers were Freemasons. Freemason is 32, the 5. They're called a traveling man. That's their code word. Traveling man is 41, the 5. They symbolize the left eye. Left eye is 32. We keep seeing the same damn numbers. We get all the way up to the modern time, and we'll say a date. What? September 9th, September 11th, or 9/11, 2001. That's a 5. We'll see the Georgia Guidestones. Georgia Guidestones come up to 86. 8 plus 6 is 14, a 5. All this is history. They keep changing the words.
It was already
events,
ready.
But the number, go ahead. Was you saying something?
Oh, no, sir. Go ahead. My phone was unmuted. Apologies.
Oh, no problem. So we'll see that all through history, I just went all the way back to their so-called Independence Day. But we know now that it's the number remains the same. That's just like understanding that 13 that they tell us is so unlucky. If it was so unlucky, why in the hell did you use it in your construction of America? Started off with what, 13 colonies? Wow. That became 13 states? Wow. That the original flag was 13 stars and 13 stripes? See? The United States of America, abbreviation USA, is 13. FBI is 13. Pope is 13. The Jew that we know is not the real Jew. Jew is 13. See, they keep using the words, and it's not the word, it's the number behind the word that has the power. So that's the manuscript, and we really don't want to write too much down, excuse me, for them to get what we're talking about, because, again, when I mention it, it already resonates with you. Resonate is 32. It's already there behind the word. I don't care what we're saying. We just didn't see it. And now that I've been given eyes to see, my job is to share it. That's why share is 23. Sometimes I don't even use teacher no more. Teacher is 32, but I use share 23 because people are more receptive. They would listen to me because, again, I'm not walking around with degrees from their school, because a degree to me is a number. Degree is 31. God is 13. I got my degree from God, from the Most High. They didn't give me shit. See? So this is what I'm walking with. I'm walking with God in the presence of God by the number of what English has fooled us with, because English is 32 and a code is 23. This whole language of Babel, which is English because it's the baby of all language. How can a baby language be spoke around the world, and the oldest language in the world ain't even known? People don't even know the oldest language, but English is spoke all around the darn world. How did that happen? It's an occult language. See, so we are finding these things out, even in the facts, because, again, you don't agree with me. You agree with the sense I make. That's why agree is 23 and sense is 23. It's the 5. I got 5 on it. And by the way, that song the states I got five on it comes to 41. Ain't that something? I got five on it. From the top to the bottom.
I love it. Thank you.
My name. Oh, yes. Thank you, my brother, for the question, because, again, that was a question that I never even thought of. Sure, please, Brother Kwame, please add to it. Yes.
Right, and it was an excellent question. And overstanding the brother, I think his name was Robert. And I thank you for that excellent question, because the survival is what your body already knows. Your body is made to live. And how you communicate with your body is being able to have the right truth, because the only vowel in the word truth is you. And when you understand that you is the universe within, and understanding how to tap into yourself, and that which is in you is what will help you to survive in what's outside of you. Because if there's no enemy within you, your enemy outside of you can't harm you.
Thank you. I haven't used that word and number in a while. Even looking at that, this is why they tell you it's the enemy. Enemy is 14, but the inner me is 23. And that's where we're going to, the inner me, not what they have given you as an adversary, calling it an enemy. There is no enemy. See, so that that's another thing that they got us fighting against something, because as Brother Kwame stated, very eloquently, yes, it's already genetically made for our survival to survive. Life is to survive. See, they give us that same number. You got to die to get to heaven. Well, if we understand it's not a physical death, it's spiritual. See, that's what's got to die. Die is 14, heaven is 23. It's the same number. They just keep using another word to tell you that you got to get to your brain, your own thought. Brain is 14, thought is 41. See? So what's got to die is that mentality that we've been infused with through education. That's got to die in order for the rebirth, the renewal to happen. That's what we're doing. All of that ancient stuff, as far as education, is dying off. We're not even regurgitating too much of that nonsense anymore. So what we're giving and getting from one another is to fix our condition. That's why fix is 14. It's up to us to use these numbers for me to help fix us, along with what everybody else, your piece of the puzzle you have to share in order for us to get out of the mess we were put into. That's it. Thank you for that, brother, because, again, that was a great question, Brother Robert. Great question. And, by the way, if you didn't know, this is your year. Robert comes to 26, which is an 8. This is the year of the 8, 2024.
Yes, 26, that's my life path number. That's my life path number, and yes, I do believe it is a year of an 8. And so I was like, that's a super, super confirmation, and I just wanted to share my appreciation for the space, for the elders. Really just, I was telling my goddess that this is beautiful. My grandparents are all ancestors, and I feel like this has been a regular call that we've tapped into for the last couple of weeks, where I can, you know, get a leveled up, you know, conversation of wisdom. And I also want to appreciate you all for even leaning into doing it on this platform, on this, you know, I understand even the goddess, she was just like, hey, I had to take the rest. And even you, good sir, you know, as you're moving through with your body, I manage you for, you know, taking it to the body. And, you know, we can talk bed yoga and some stretching that can accompany those workouts. But hurt yourself, don't go too fast. You're going to be here for a long time, you know. So I appreciate it, and I really thank you all for being who you are. Thank us. You.
Thank us, love us, and appreciate that, my brother, and you and your goddess. I appreciate that
a new voice coming in on these frequencies that we talk to, and this makes me feel good to hear these fresh new voices that will be here to take our place once we off this plane of existence, because once we're not here, what we leave, we'll always be here. We'll never be gone. So as long as you all are there to carry on what we have to give, hey, like I said, I can't do nothing but keep letting my heart jump for joy, because that's every time I hear somebody new, somebody poignant, somebody who's giving what they're trying to receive, I can't do nothing but echo the sentiment and joy and love that's in me that resonates from what we're all giving. Love us, my brother, and hey, I appreciate you.
Okay, could I ask, you know, and the brother's about his grandparent, but tomorrow, Miss Kim Weston, who is, she town stars with Bear Hardy. She made it take her and Marvin Gaye sang that together. She was married to Mickey and Barry and Smokey, all were the ones who began Motown. Well, Hitsville, what they began in, and she still lives in Detroit, and she was raised in what bottom in that back in the early 30s and 40s. And so she's got a history, and these are elders that's on here, like Brother Ray. Brother just died last year. He was the youngest Tuskegee Airman that was still alive, and he died, what was he, 96, Brother Eddie? He came on the show. And we have the elders that are coming and recording telling their story, living history, because they have been the ones who, what you read now and look at and see on YouTube and hear people talking about this, about, they live with those individuals. They were a part of this historical history life, because it's not a month. It is a life that has been lived by black people on this Turtle Island.
Wow. I appreciate you, Brother Kwame. Ever since I've heard your voice on the YouTube, it's resonated, and I appreciate you. I see your avatar sometimes, and my dad, who's a great man. He always used to tell me about the Black Cowboys and the Buffalo Soldiers. Yeah. And, we read stories of, different things like that. Black Beauty. He read literature, and he reads different things to us. And even, I grew up with a picture of a black Jesus hanging up in my house, painted by a man, an artist in our city, whose name was Joe Holiday. We did a lot of biblical depictions. I say all of that to say, the spirit is strong and the message is clear, and on this day of love, which is a five, I am convinced to keep on the road of following my heart and my intuition on this journey of remembering, and I appreciate your encouraging words. And it's kind of funny because Anita talked, and then I didn't want to be just follow up just because she's talking, but I had my own question. Everybody was closing, but then it seemed like there was enough time, and lo and behold, I'm reminded of so many great things. And I just, in Hitsville, my college roommate is from Detroit. I've spent several trips to Detroit. It's one of my favorite cities because I grew up in Indianapolis. It's 5 hours away. My college roommate is in Detroit, or from Detroit. So my degree's in audio engineering. I was just telling Anita, you know, that Hitsville was Hitsville because to be an audio engineer, you literally had to build the technology for what made Motown, Motown, and these different stories. When you go to Motown, Motown has a sound because it literally is unduplicatable. You would have to take every brick in there and rebuild that space to create it the way that it is in order to cut records the way that it was done in that time. It's impossible to duplicate. You can get the sound just like Abbey Road, some of these places. But there's so many things in my mind that are connecting, and I just want to once again share my appreciation for the time that you all have spent on the app and on this particular app and this platform, and even taking the courage that it takes to speak in these spaces. You got every reason and right to not have to do it, but you do show up for what is calling, and I appreciate you and Allah.
That's right.
The love is shared. I say.
And thank you for that, because the thing about it is we're all, each of us here, Brother Eddie, Sister Antoinette, we're elders, and we know we're getting ready to become ancestors. But the part of it is we understand that we have to stop being generational thieves. We can't leave this planet without leaving the story and our story of who we are as a people, or have been in this Turtle Island, in this world. Because even to have what it was saying about Brother Ray drumming on Sunday. Brother Ray was the chauffeur for Dr. Martin Luther King. His brother was the chairman. These are the story. These are the still living ones that are able to share with us, with your generation, the actual facts, and you can question and get what it is that is going to be to help you be the next elder.
Yes, and also Brother Ray sang with Marvin Gaye and Dan McCoy on the streets in D.C. And his oldest brother was the congressman. No, well, he wasn't the oldest, next to the oldest, was the congressman in D.C. Yes. Yes. Well, Brother Ray comes with a wealth of information. He's been an activist for, 60 years?
Right. And then don't forget Judge Joe Brown. He's good.
Yes.
Friends with Judge Joe Brown, who comes on. So, and, you know, we have that are in place that's willing to share truth so that you'll have a factual voice history from you getting it from the horse's mouth.
Yes. And I'm hopefully soon we're going to have Miss Brown back. Miss Brown was married to one of the Tuskegee Airmen who passed away. Her husband had passed away. And she also was a former world banker. So, you know, we get things from the banking industry right directly from someone who was involved in that. Which is good. It's a good thing. And Miss Kim, I could tell so much to that, you know, she tells that she gives, and she's very encouraging. And then our own Brother Eddie, who just keeps us going with the numbers and inspires us and uplifts us and encourages us. I'm so grateful that he's with us. and Brother Kwame and, you know, everyone. I'm grateful for you all.
Yeah, I'm kind of quiet right now because I get to talking and I'm long-winded, as everybody knows. And again, if anybody, like I said, if the Brother Robert came in and if anybody else wants to say something, I've said my good nights already, but I'm here in the background. And like I always say, I'm constantly got my pen and paper taking notes on what everybody says, because, again, you use words or you say things that aren't in my vocabulary or on my mind at that time. And when I see it, I can connect the dots. And that's how, like I said, we all have our ways of learning. And every time I listen, I learn, you know, and that's key for me, you know, that's key.
Okay, look, I want y'all to stay here. I want to play this for y'all, so please don't no one leave. Okay, but this is for the new callers and for everyone else, but I want y'all to hear this.
The remix.
You say you got five on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say, bruh, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but five double zero on the real field. I'm on the level, say hello, no criticism from the fellows, hello, being keen during the high speed, but still don't cap the BP, I'm DD, Drew Bell, baby.
Like NyQuil, I drop fever. So either put your father or you got to leave it like Diva. Cause see ya, Nicky purpin' broke a smoke your slip all day. Go home and buy Big Tricky with his pretty then parlay. I got five on the Hennessy, Seagram's or Gordon. Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitti is a donut. Now I'm blowin' it up like Oklahoma.
Push your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend. More corners than you thought, to something right is bought. Most C-Zax believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking, in attempts to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need, let's scream double O when you see me.
Get flattened, revenue growth, and just a little bit of lightweight. Slam boats and potent fumes linger, mighty clouds of northern lights. Respect to Victor Baron and you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrill, but perhaps today my skill ain't filling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track where hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching five, man, I'm thirsty. Took off my hat, pass it around.
Me and these homies through the head, coming fed plus. Yuck, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder, man. Turned off the hurricane, learned again. Witness what being on 250 equal. Me killing people like Jason, facing death every sequel.
Insane in the membrane.
Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking crisps at night to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fence to do the evil that men do. Give me feed by shall proceed and continue.
I gotta be down, cause new styles are going down. Look around you, tunes from the moon spreading round and round you. Back to get my O on, they let me flow on. The 35 on it, yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws. Velvet for the mic and got a pound for the cause. Rolling
cannabis, the team are hitting the Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping on hurricane. Better to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Better go to the land, with a handful of broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I'll be hitting the J so hard I earl. Falling on the floor, finna have a stroke. THC ain't no joke. I got 5 on everything, let you know this is smoke. It's P.I.C.E. about to hit it and crow.
I got 5 on it, got it, got your soul, let's get deep.
on some ENM? Don't worry, I'll take care of that. I got five on that. I got you.
Okay, brother Eddie.
Yeah, I got five on it.
You have a good evening.
I got five.
Yes. And since five is you and I and
Brother Kwame is five also, yeah. Kwame is five,
yeah.
Antoinette is five, and Eddie is five. That's Love Conquers All, 555. Love Conquers All.
Yeah.
So, yes, I love it.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, we thank you. And, again, you know, join us, well, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. We'll be back.
All right, Sister Antoinette, you get some rest.
Yes, that's
Please
what I'm
do.
Going to do.
Please do.
I am.
And until next week,
ahead.
Family,
right,
the same rat time, same art station. Bring your art with you.
Rest well, family.
Peace and love.
Okay, good night, folks.
Where do I go?